Shavua Tov, everybody, and welcome to Parashat Shofetim. President James Madison, also known as the father of the Constitution, wrote the following in the Federalist Papers. If men were angels, no government would be necessary. If angels were to govern men, neither external nor internal controls on government would be necessary. In framing a government which is to be administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place, oblige it to control itself. As Americans, we understand and appreciate the importance of having a government that represents the people. We all learned what the early Americans were fighting for when they declared their independence from an oppressive British monarchy late in 1776. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. So perhaps the most important elements that keep our government in check are the concepts of separation of powers on the one hand, and checks and balances on the other hand. In this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu prefaces the Mishpatim section with a discussion of the governmental structure of Am Yisrael. Before Moshe Rabbeinu is going to jump in to all these different laws, to the last five of the Ten Commandments, which comprise the Mishpatim section, he finds it worth his while to explain who will it be that will carry out these Mishpatim for the nation. So importantly, just as in America, there was a separation of powers in the government of ancient Israel, with checks and balances of its very own. In order for us to become an Am Kadosh, in our national center, B'makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, says the Torah, we must establish a government capable of cultivating our nation's fullest potential. Parashat Shofetim, in fact, details the branches of government that must exist in order for God's lofty goals for our nation to become a reality. We are to establish a judicial system, appoint a king, support a subset of Leviim and Kohanim, and finally we are to hearken to the words of the Navi, or the prophet of our time. And let us recall what the purpose of all this truly is. Says Moshe Rabbeinu earlier on in Devarim, Ushmartem va'asitem, you shall keep all these things. Ki'i hochmatchem u'binatchem le'anei ha'amim. This is your wisdom. This is your understanding in the eyes of all the nations. Asher yishme'un et kol ha'chokim ha'ele. That when they hear all these amazing statutes, they shall say, Ve'amiru, rak am hacham ve'navon aglei ha'gadol hazeh. Only a brilliant and wise people is this nation. Ki mi goy gadol asher lo elohim keruvim elav. What other nation has a God that's so close to them? Kadonai Eloheinu b'chol koreinu elav. Like Yod Kei Vav Kei, our God. Every time we call out to Him. U'mi goy gadol asher lo hokim u'mishpatim sadikim. What other nation has hokim and mishpatim, statutes and laws that are so just and so correct? Kechol haTorah hazot, as our Torah, asher anochi noten lefnechem hayom, that I am giving before you today. So what we need, therefore, is a government capable of interpreting the law and executing the law in such a way as to bring out our divine potential as Or LaGoyim, as a model nation capable of bringing morality and the word of the Almighty into the world. And so, firstly, we must elect Shofetim, a judiciary, to serve in all our cities, men who will govern the people with a measure of absolute and unwavering justice, as the Pasuk so emphatically states, Sedek, Sedek Terdof. You shall run after Sedek, run after righteousness. Recalling the reason why Hashem selected Abraham in the first place. Ki yedativ, says God, I know this man, Abraham. Lema'an asher yesaved banav et beto aharav, that he's going to command his household and his children after him. V'shamenu derech Adonai, that they will keep the way of Hashem. La'asot sedaka u'mishpat, the same words, to keep justice and righteousness. It's as simple as that. That is our national mission. The Shofetim will have the final word on civil disputes and halachic questions, a role of incredible importance for the covenantal nation. And next, we have Shevet Levi, the so-called civil servants, who will not only serve in the temple, but also serve on the judiciary. But beyond that, perhaps the most important role of these jacks of all trades, if you will, was their responsibility to be the teachers of Am Yisrael. In Moshe's blessing to the Levim, he famously proclaims, Yoru mishpatecha le'Yaakov v'toratecha le'Yisrael. Their role is to be the teachers of Jacob and to give over the Torah to Yisrael. Thirdly, we have the Navi, the prophet, who is charged with being the moral conscience of society, the man who would speak truth to power, the man most important in counterbalancing the other dauntingly powerful branches of government. But the question is, who is it that actually runs the country? When push comes to shove, and war must be declared, taxes must be collected, a mikdash must be built, who is it that ensures that these occur? Of course, as we all know, this is the role of the melech, the role of the king. And although we may be inclined to ask for a king, ke'chol ha'goyim asher sevivotai, as do all the other nations that surround us, there are quite a few laws that make our king unique. Unlike the despots of other nations, our king is to be handpicked by Borei Olam. He's not to have an excess of horses, nor is he to have too many wives, nor is he to amass too much wealth. Absolute power, after all, corrupts absolutely. And amazingly, the Torah completely revolutionizes the concept of melech with its innovative law regarding the position. The king must write down the laws of Sefer Devarim and keep the scroll with him and read from it all the days of his life so that he will remain humble and never lose sight of the fact that he, like anyone else, is a servant of Hashem and a servant of the people. According to Rabbi Menachem Liebtag, when the Torah speaks of appointing a king, like all the other nations, this doesn't have to mean that God necessarily wants a king per se. All it really means is that God is encouraging us to set up a system of government like all the other nations surrounding us. It just so happened that the prevailing form of government in the ancient world was monarchy. But these important laws regarding political leadership apply equally to a president, an oligarch, or a prime minister, for that matter. God doesn't really care what title is taken. He doesn't care if you have a melech or if you have a prime minister, so long as the political leader knows his place in the grand scheme of things. That's what's most important to God. What emerges from all of this is fundamental to our national mission. Hashem is challenging us, as Am Yisrael, to on the one hand, become a nation that on the outside resembles any other nation in its form of government. But on the other hand, God is challenging us to dare to be different in the manner that we run our government. The eternal question that will determine our national success is, can we cultivate a leadership that resembles all the other nations only in titles, but behaves and governs in a way that truly allows for Kiddush Hashem in all that we do? So I think as we go about our daily lives, and as we pray in our minyanim, let's keep the words of the Torah in mind. Let's hearken even to the words of James Madison and the way that he constructed our nation. We need to realize that leadership should not only be held by one person. Of course, we need people to gain the power and hold the power in a title. But on the other hand, we need to disperse that leadership among the people. Every member of Am Yisrael is called upon to be a leader. And that's why the actual titled leader is a person that needs to remain humble, a person that needs to know his place. And I think if we could keep this in mind, there really is no challenge that's too great for us, so long as we never forget the mission endowed upon us by our Creator, bringing morality and peace to our community, our nation, and our world. Thank you, and Shavua Tov.